We have yet to see any credible alternative to the backstop, the art of understatement exemplified in last night's government statement on Britain's latest Brexit border plan. The UK, as reported by RT's Europe editor Tony Connolly, is proposing customs clearance sites up to 10 miles from the border. In both the North and the Republic, commercial consignments would be tracked moving through the zone by the use of technology. It's a non-starter, tweeted the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney, who said that with a month to go to the Brexit deadline, it's time the EU had, quote, a serious proposal from Britain. Well, speaking in Manchester in the last little while, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has brushed away criticism of the leaked plans. He told the BBC, and I quote, as far as I can make out from what I've seen from the response from Brussels and I think Dublin, they're not talking about the proposals that we're actually going to be taking. They're talking about some stuff that went in previously, unquote. Well, in a moment, we'll hear from Europe Minister Helen McEntee, and later we'll be going back to Audrey on the Donegal-Derry border for more reaction from the Brexit front line. But first, we've been talking to US Congressman Brendan Boyle. He'd previously warned that any weakening of the Good Friday Agreement or return to a hard border would make the prospect of a future US-UK trade deal highly unlikely. He gave his reaction to what Britain is now proposing.
It is shocking and outrageous. That clearly would be a hard border. It is a complete reversal on the commitment from the previous British government made last December, or December about a year and a half ago. It's hard to see how that would possibly in any universe be acceptable to any government within the European Union. And frankly, I think that Ireland's friends on Capitol Hill would be also outraged by it. We have been quite clear through a number of resolutions that have been introduced, one of which was mine, another one that was just reintroduced, on a bipartisan basis in the House of Representatives, that we call for the full following of the Good Friday Agreement, that we stand firmly opposed to any reimposition of a hard border on the island of Ireland. Clearly, if you have checks and customs centers along the border or within 5 miles of the border, that is a hard border. That would clearly violate the Good Friday Agreement.
U.S. Congressman Brendan Boyle. Well, a few minutes ago, I spoke to Europe Minister Helen McEntee. She gave us her reaction to the leaked British Brexit border plan.
Well, firstly, if I could just say, and just to be clear, the Commission, and this is as of this morning, have been very clear that no credible solutions have been put forward as an alternative to the backstop. So as you said, we have what has been presented to the Commission as a non-paper or an ideas paper. It was presented in confidential between the UK and the Commission, and that was at the request of the UK. We've heard in the last week or so certain elements of it, and obviously since last night we've heard further detail. But what has emerged as further detail from those papers is absolutely not acceptable. It's not acceptable to us as a government, but it's clearly and hasn't been acceptable to the Commission, because as recently as this morning, but also last week, they very clearly said no credible solutions had been put forward. And I think even the reaction from people, I was at an IFA meeting actually when that story broke, or when that information became clear last night, and there was not one person in the room that found or felt that that would be an acceptable basis or even a way to move forward for a deal. So, you know, we have three very clear routes as to how we can get a deal, or how we can deal with the Irish issue through a free trade agreement, through alternative arrangements, or else the backstop. And as of yet, we do not have any credible alternative arrangements to the backstop.
Specifically, this suggestion for what are described as inland customs clearance sites, they would amount, would they, to border checks, to a hard border?
Well, I mean, look, you have to look at the commitments that have already been made by the UK, and those commitments are very clear. They're committed to avoidance of a hard border, and this includes any infrastructure or related checks and controls. And this is, again, the UK's commitment to the EU and to Ireland. So any talk of infrastructure or checks away from the border, this is not acceptable. What we're talking about is alternatives to the backstop. And what does the backstop do? It protects the peace process and obviously the cooperation north and south. We know that any checks away from the border will completely interrupt that. It prevents the border emerging, and obviously whether it's 5 kilometres or 10 kilometres from the border, this is obviously a huge challenge. It does not protect the all-island economy. And then again, you have to look at the single market and our place in it. These are the commitments in the backstop.
So
that is the test, I think, that is put to any alternative arrangement. And what we have seen and what has emerged, and as I've said, this is not something that was shared with us, but obviously we're seeing parts of this. This does not cover all of those commitments, and that's what we're asking to do.
So clearly, the suggestion, again, in this paper, as reported for similar customs sites on this side of the border in the Republic, that's obviously a complete non-runner. That's not going to be accepted.
This is not something that has been accepted already. And again, to stress, the Commission last week, very quickly after receiving the non-papers, said that no credible solutions had been put forward. So I have to stress that while we are exactly 1 month out from the Brexit deadline, the General Affairs Council, which I attend, meets in exactly 2 weeks on the 15th of October to set the agenda and essentially what will be discussed at the European Council 2 days later. So we now have 2 weeks left where there are no credible solutions on the table.
So where, Minister,
we have, and the EU has been very clear in saying that we will accept proposals, however they have to fulfil those requirements as I've
but
just
with
said
so, with so little time remaining, I mean, Phil Hogan has said we've 10 days to do a deal here and things just don't happen that quickly in Brussels. Where does this leave the prospect of a deal by October 31st?
Well, it leaves us in a much more difficult position, and the longer time goes on and the less we have from the UK, and again, you have to remember, these are non-papers. We have had nothing yet this week. You have the Tory party conference taking place this week. We would have expected or hoped for something further later on this week, but obviously if they are presented on the basis of this non-paper, it's simply not going to be acceptable. We then find ourselves with just a week left. So, you know, the ball is very much in the court of the UK, as it has been for months and months at this stage. We are trying to be as accommodating as possible.
But what,
you know, again,
what happens, sorry to cut across you, Minister, but what happens if there is no deal on October 31st, Britain leaves, what happens on the border then? Because the Taoiseach has already said that we may well have to establish border checks, he doesn't say on the border, but near the border in that event.
Well, first of all, you have a possible series of events that may take place. We know that there's legislation in the UK that very clearly says if the Prime Minister has not got a deal by the 19th of October, then he is legally required to seek an extension. What that scenario or what position we would be in at that stage, we don't know, and obviously things are changing very quickly. What we have always said, and we're talking about two very different things and we need to separate that, what the UK have presented is a possible idea for a deal. And what we have in a deal and what we need in a deal is to protect the peace process, to prevent the reintroduction of border infrastructure or controls or checks, and to protect our all-island economy. And I think, unfortunately, the last piece is somewhat been removed from the conversation, but we know and people know, particularly those who trade north and south, how important that is. In the event of a no deal, we're talking about damage limitation.
The Minister for European Affairs, Helen McEntee, speaking to us a little while ago. Well, speaking on the BBC this morning, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he will shortly present the European Union with proposals for an amended Brexit agreement, including, he said, new ideas that remove the backstop that Britain previously signed up to.
We will be tabling some proposals fairly shortly with our EU friends, with Michel Barnier and Jean-Claude Juncker in Brussels, and obviously with our Irish friends as well.
And we're told you'll be on the phone today to EU leaders.
Well, I've been talking quite a lot to people over the last few days and weeks, as you can imagine. I think that we'll be making a very good offer. And clearly, I've seen some briefing already from, I don't know where it's come from, I think possibly from Brussels, which is not quite right.
Let's just remind people what we're talking about. So there was a leak yesterday that suggested that there would be a string of border posts, not on the Irish border, but not far back. Are you saying that simply isn't true?
Yes, that's not what we're proposing at all. But I think probably at the moment, Nick, if you'll forgive me, I would like to veil our proposals in decent obscurity until until we've been able to share them properly with our friends.
Well, let's just clarify one thing then, because I don't want to waste your time or the listeners' time trying to get you to say things you're not going to tell us. You can say, though, can you, for people who think there will be a hard border just a few miles away from the border.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. And there are very good reasons why that would not be a good idea. And I think everybody who's familiar with the situation in Ireland, in Northern Ireland, can understand why we wouldn't want, both for practical reasons and also, you know, for reasons of sentiment that we totally understand.
Now, on the other hand, there is a principle here, and perhaps you can clarify that. Some in Ireland, we heard Sinn Féin's leader earlier today, say there should be no checks anywhere on the island of Ireland. That they call a hardening of the border. They say it would be against the principles of the Good Friday Agreement. Other people say, forgive me, they've got to be checks somewhere if we're going to be in a different economic arrangement.
Well, I'm with the second group, Nick, because that's just the reality. And I think that what we're coming up to now is, as it were, the critical moment of choice for us as friends and partners about how we proceed. Because in the end, a sovereign united country must have a single customs territory. And when the UK withdraws from the EU, that must be the state of affairs that we have. And
the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson speaking to the BBC Today programme on BBC Radio 4 a little earlier.